Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, I'm here at the Pacific Network, and with us this morning is Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers from 9/11 Truth, and here's Tony Bennett, apparently the singer. You know, I left my heart in San Francisco, and he apparently was on the Howard Stern program and suggested that maybe that what we'd learned and been told about 9/11 wasn't true, and he had some inside information on that. Well, he was crucified and attacked and vilified by the media to the point where he made an apology, saying he didn't mean to offend anybody. He was sorry if anybody was offended. He loved his country. Oh, but of course, they said he had apologized for what he said, but if you read what he said, he didn't apologize at all. He didn't say for 1 minute that certainly there wasn't collusion on the part of somebody in our government for what had happened on September 11, 2001. Now, when we use the term our government, we have to understand that we have our government, which I fully support, that we have the invisible government that has taken over our government, that has a different agenda. That's not our government, that is their government. And these are wicked people, and I believe that there was obviously collusion behind what happened on September 11th, because there were four other war games that morning that simulated airplanes, hijacked terrorist airplanes crashing into buildings. Certainly there was an organized effort to block their use of fighter jets to take down the hijacked planes. And we know that. Certainly I've interviewed Sergeant Leo Chavez, who was at CENTCOM headquarters, at least he claimed to be at CENTCOM headquarters on that fateful morning, and he said there was a stand-down order that the fighter planes were not to be allowed to intercept the hijacked planes. And, of course, Leo Chavez was viciously attacked on the Internet, not only as a result of my program, but several other programs he did, and then he just disappeared. Like so many other people, many of the people who've spoken out and told what really happened that day have had their lives threatened. Jerry Walters was forced to flee and live in hiding in Europe. William Rodriguez, his life was threatened. Certainly there was a gentleman who was in Building 7 that morning, and his name was Brian Jeffrey, and he died mysteriously before the report on Building 7 came out, just 2 days before the report was released, I think in 2009, 2010. Well, you don't want to hear me talking. There is no question in my mind that the woman who was inside the Pentagon at the time of the attack and came out through the opening where supposedly this gigantic airliner had crashed, and there was no wreckage there. And she was immediately told that she saw wreckage, and when she said she didn't, are why the government agents insisted she did see wreckage. She lives in constant fear for her life, and she was interviewed by Jesse Ventura, and you can see that up on YouTube, and she will tell you she fears for her life and the life of her child, because, of course, she didn't see any wreckage in the Pentagon, and she came out through the opening where supposedly this gigantic airline had crashed in, and all of the airliner went into that hole and immediately disappeared because there's no records there. If they lied to us about one thing, they lied about everything. Good morning, Richard. Tell us, is there anything new that has come up about the attack? Because you're on the front lines of this battle.
Good morning, Stan. It's great to be here with you. Is there anything new? There probably is, but I have been repeating the same message for a number of years now, but the number of architects and engineers that I represent is continually climbing. It's now well over 1,570.
Great.
These are they who are professional, technical professionals calling for a new investigation of the destruction of all three World Trade Center high-rises on 9/11. And I'm honored to represent those. I've been an architect for over 20 years, and I'm a member of the American Institute of Architects and founder of this organization, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. We cite evidence that is has not changed that much in the 5 years since I've been at this. We're continually providing the information that other architects, other engineers, physicists, and everybody else in this country, Americans, deserve to know the truth. And so we put together recently a 43 of our technical experts in our new film, 9/11 Explosive Evidence, Experts Speak Out. And we've been premiering this film now for the last two or three weeks all around the world. And I was personally in Toronto and New York at the filmings there. In New York, we were sold out and delighted to have 275 people reviewing the film, the pre-release edition, which is available now at our website, which is ae911truth.org.
Well, now, is it available on DVD or is it just available on the website?
It's available on DVD through the website. Again, that's ae911truth.org. People can watch it instantly there. They can also download it, make their own DVD, or they can purchase the DVD from our store. So this is our pre-release edition. We got it out before 9/11, and we're asking people to partner with us in making it the best DVD that it can be. What is your feedback? On November 1st, we will produce this DVD with all the evidence that has convinced so many architects. Just about every architect and engineer who watches this ends up agreeing with us. Yes, we've really got to have an investigation. I didn't know about, for instance, the third worst structural failure in modern history, World Trade Center Building 7. Well, most architects and engineers know nothing about it.
You hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment here with Richard Gage of Architects and Engineers and 9/11 Truth, right here at the American Freedom Network.
Ladies, this is Danny Golden informing you that heart attacks in women can be different than heart attacks in men. Women having heart attacks will experience nausea, vomiting, indigestion, shortness of breath, or simply sudden and extreme fatigue, but no chest pain. Get emergency medical help and call 911 immediately if you are experiencing any of these symptoms. Pain, pressure, burning or squeezing in the chest, jaw, shoulders, back or arms that last more than 5 to 10 minutes. Unexplained shortness of breath lasting more than 5 to 10 minutes. Sudden severe nausea, vomiting or indigestion. indigestion, sudden sweating for no reason, sudden unexplained extreme fatigue, loss of consciousness or fainting, or sudden unexplained panicky feeling of doom. The key, ladies, is to listen to your body, follow your instincts, and if you experience symptoms that are disturbing to you in any way, or even remotely related to your heart, get yourself checked out right away. If your doctor brushes you off, that's a sign you need a new doctor, one who will actually do what is necessary to get to the bottom of your symptoms.
This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or emailed compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Well, I stand here. Our guest is Jade, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. They have a wonderful DVD out with Ed Asner. That was yours, wasn't it, Richard?
Yes, indeed. It's 15 minutes, this new video that we have. That's different, Stan, than the 9/11 Experts. The Explosive Evidence Experts Speak Out, a DVD. The 15-minute documentary on World Trade Center 7 with Ed Asner we put out 2 months ago, and it has received on YouTube more than 500,000 views now. And we're just delighted to see it sailing out there, getting a life of its own. In fact, I heard Ed Asner being interviewed on Alex Jones about this yesterday. It was extraordinary, the level of information and depth and dedication that Ed Asner has, and he's so aware of the truth. It was really delightful. But yes, it's a wonderful tool. It's right on the left side of our website. This 15-minute documentary, because it starts out with this wonderful piece about what architects do and have done for thousands of years, and engineers, and then it talks about this building that's standing there, and it says, Ed says, and this building was built to last, and then you see it fall straight down into its own footprint in just 7 seconds from top to bottom. And you realize something's wrong, you know. And what's wrong? Well, a building can't fall straight down uniformly, suddenly, symmetrically, almost into its own footprint at free fall acceleration, as fast as a bowling ball dropping off the side of this building. Without explosives taking out all 80 columns instantly. And
then, of course, it's obviously controlled demolition. Let me suggest you can see that by going to Richard's website or by going to your search engine and typing in YouTube Ed Asner Building 7. That's YouTube Ed Asner Building 7. I recommend this is a great YouTube. You need to record it. You need to get everybody to see it. And I believe anybody who sees that and doesn't realize that building number 7 is a controlled demolition, why there's no hope for them. Well, anyway, we do have a caller. Who's calling in?
This is Devin. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I want to say you guys are both doing a great job. I watched the Architects and Engineers video And I actually saw it on Rocky Mountain Public Television, which I was happy to see this past week during all the 9/11 propaganda that the major networks were pushing. My question for Mr. Gage is, Jesse Ventura has reported on this, and I think I've heard it, you know, several different sources, on something that was making steel melt in cars that day around World Trade Center Building 7 and was not making the plastic melt. And it was some kind of weapon that he could not explain, and I wanted to see if you had heard anything about that playing into the free fall of Building 7. And also, you know, I was talking about the global, just that question for now. Why don't we do that?
Thanks. Yeah, one at a time really helps a lot.
I know. This is something like steel melt. Could you know anything at all about that?
Yeah, you bet. I have heard many different theories before. Jesse Ventura has mentioned one of them, and that is the directed energy weapons theory. And there are some things that I haven't been able to explain out on the site. The partial destruction of these vehicles is one of them. But we do have very clear evidence in the case of the destruction of the Twin Towers that there is pools of molten iron. They called it molten steel, the first responders, the structural engineers, and the cleanup workers all found incredible quantities of this molten steel, and then tests show that it turns out to be molten iron. I mention this because it's one example of extreme temperatures that are observed and documented out on the site. FEMA documents liquid molten iron invading the grain boundaries of the steel, and there are molten iron spheres that comprise up to 6% of the dust throughout lower Manhattan, and there are nanothermite chips found in all the World Trade Center dust, documented by a team of international scientists led by Niels Harrit in Copenhagen. I mention all of these because they are all denied by the chief promoter of the directed energy weapons theory, that being Judy Woods. And so when somebody goes to such lengths to deny the very physical evidence that's quite well documented, I can't give any weight to the theories that they come up with in place
right.
of this scientifically documented forensic evidence. And when you look at what she's talking about, a lot of it really doesn't make sense. And it's loosely knitted together to try to explain this phenomena and these cars, which I don't think explains it any better or worse than anybody else's theory.
I would like to suggest that this is a typical technique that is used. You put out all sorts of conflicting information, and you get people so confused they can't think effectively. And I don't think it's important how they did it, whether it was thermite or some other technique. It was obviously a very cleverly conceived strategy of controlled demolition. And there is an organized effort by the enemies of freedom to give us all sorts of confusing information. I saw this with the AIDS epidemic, you know, where did AIDS come from? And they give you 30 different explanations to throw you off the track. They did this with the Kennedy assassination. They play games with our minds, and they give us all sorts of rabbit trails to follow, but there's no rabbit at the end of them. Do not fall into that category. Do not let them take you off the track by giving you altered information. Remember, they control the media, and they put their people out to confuse us. Any other questions or comments? Okay, well, thank you very much for the caller. I appreciate his input, but I believe this is, frankly, disinformation, and I think that Richard's absolutely right. I mean, what you do is you get people arguing about the wrong issues. The issue is not how did they do it. The issue is did they do it? Was this a controlled demolition by whatever technique? And you can look at it. There's no question that those buildings did not fall spontaneously because no steel-reinforced building in all of history has ever collapsed because of fire. They come down because of controlled demolition, but these buildings came down, not one, but not two, but three buildings came down. And the building number seven, of course, is the most carefully concealed one. It came down at 5:20 of the afternoon after the building had been thoroughly evacuated. But there were explosions in that building all day long, and one gentleman who talked about it, who tenanted the building, died mysteriously just 2 days before the government report was released a couple of years ago. Richard, Sydney, do you think that more and more people are waking up all the time? Is this your impression?
Yeah, it is wonderful to have the feedback that out on the street, for instance, there are people in every major metropolitan area handing out literature, and a lot of them are handing out the AE 9/11 truth literature, and so I get a lot of feedback that people like these days versus 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago, they're receiving positive feedback. There's only 1 out of 10 is negative, you know. Most people are saying, oh, I've heard something about this. Tell me more. You know, many of them heard about Building 7 only by hearing about it from somebody else, because none of us heard about it at the day after 9/11. It wasn't shown on mainstream media, this 7-second freefall acceleration. It was hidden from us. It was censored by the media. Most every architect and engineer in the United States knows nothing about the third worst structural failure in modern history until we tell them about it. And then they go, oh, my God. You know, and then they like you said, they know it's a controlled demolition. They know it intuitively. Others know it intuitively. You don't have to be an architect or engineer to understand that a building can't go straight down through 40,000 tons of structural steel in the case of Building 7, which is 5 times stronger than it needed to be to hold that building up, and all of a sudden it drops at freefall without any slow, sudden turning, twisting whatsoever. I'm not kidding you. Watch this building on our website, AE911truth.org, and ask yourself, can a few small scattered fires bring this building down? Because that's all that we saw in the building is a few fires here and there. Can they precipitate the sudden loss of 80 columns on each of 8 floors? 8 floors because 100 feet is the distance over which NIST even acknowledges that this building dropped in freefall acceleration. And by the way, that's after having previously denied that it could have dropped in freefall acceleration, because they said at that time that would mean there would be no structure. And when they're forced publicly by members of AE 911 Truth in the technical briefing to acknowledge what scientists have shown and documented, the freefall acceleration, they admit that, but then they do not acknowledge the implications of that freefall. They do acknowledge, however, that they never tested for explosives. But that's after acknowledging that, or after stating and claiming that they found no evidence for explosives. Again, when pressed members of the 9/11 Truth community, they admit that they never tested for explosives, and they will not today, even though these explosives have been found in the dust by teams of scientists who have documented it in a 25-page peer-reviewed paper in the Bentham Open Chemical Physics Journal. What I'm talking about is small red-gray chips, red on one side, gray on the other. The red side's composed of extremely small particles of iron oxide and aluminum powder. They're at the nano scale, 1,000 times smaller than the human hair, these particular particles, and intimately mixed in the perfect percentage to become thermite. This is not something that happens by accident from aluminum and steel falling from the building on the way down to the ground. This is a very sophisticated material made only in the most advanced defense contracting laboratories. So a real investigation as to why all this material, which amounts to about 10 tons, is in the World Trade Center dust.
We'll be back in a moment. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
Beth Messiah Congregation presents Pastor Keith Johnson and Hebrew Bible scholar Nehemiah Gordon, authors of A Prayer to Our Father and His Hallowed Name Revealed Again. Monday, October the 3rd, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. at the Johnstown Senior Center, 101 West Charlotte Street in Johnstown, Colorado. That's the corner of Parrish Avenue and Charlotte Street, across from the KHNC 1360 AM studios. Please join Beth Messiah and bring your family and friends. Everyone is welcome. Listen for Keith and Nehemiah's radio interview Monday, September the 26th at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM The Lion.
Years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Richard Gage, our number, if you'd like to call in, is 877-254-7524, and we do have a caller. But before we get to the caller, I'd like, Richard, I'd like you to get out your website so people would know how to get in touch with you. If you have a telephone number, get that out as well.
Yeah, we just have the website, which is AE, stands for Architects and Engineers, AE911truth.org.
Is that AU or AE?
AE for Architects and Engineers,
right.
911truth.org.
AE911truth.org. Well, who do we have calling in?
Hello. Hello, Dr. Stan. This is James in Fort Collins.
Hi, James. You have a question or comment?
Just a comment, and I'll let you guys talk about it. When I got home that day, I turned on my TV like most Americans, and I watched Dan Rather on CBS, and Dan Rather was reporting that they were evacuating Building 7. They're evacuating Building 7, and they had a voice come on, and I think it was Silverstein, the guy that owned the building, and the chief of the fire department, and they were announcing that they were evacuating the buildings because they were going to pull the building. And Dan Rather said they were going to pull the building. That means they're going to demolish the building. And boom, lo and behold, that's what happened. And then days later, they recanted what Dan Rather said, and they never reported it again. And I just wanted you to know that I saw that on TV with my own eyes, and I heard it. And I'm just wondering if you heard anybody else say the same thing. And I'm going to go and listen to you guys.
Let's clarify. How would you respond to that call?
Yeah, let's clarify. What Larry Silverstein said was quite a bit later, I think a year later or more, on PBS's America Rebuilds program, in which he is on tape saying that there's been such terrible loss of life, maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And so they gave the order to pull, and we watched the building come down.
And then, of course, they put out a movie with John Travolta about a fireman trapped in a building, and they kept using the term, we're going to pull the building, meaning we're going to pull all of the firefighters out. And they kept saying, that's what pull the building means. And they put out this movie to condition the minds of the American people that pulling meant pull the firefighters out. That's not what it meant at all. But they have to control the reality of the American people. And if you've seen that film clip, and you can see that up on the internet, do you have that in any of your movies at all, Richard, that film clip of Silverstein saying we're going to pull the building?
Well, I don't have it right now in my PowerPoint or in the DVD or on the website because it is not technical scientific forensic evidence. We have so much actual evidence that they can't really argue about it. It's sure. So clean relative to Silverstein. Like you said, they came back and said, well, we didn't mean pull the building. We meant pull the firemen out of the building.
Sure.
Well, the firemen weren't even in World Trade Center 7. So we can win this argument, but why even have it? Why not stick to the technical forensic evidence that no one can argue with? So that's why we don't have it.
And I think that's probably very, very wise. Once again, it's an effort, organized, orchestrated effort to confuse the American people, and you get them arguing about the wrong things rather than look at the obvious evidence. I mean, you watch Building 7 come down, and you can see this on the 9/11 Architects and Engineers for AE, a 9/11 Truth website, or my website. I have a section for other videos on the web. It's at the bottom of that page. And basically, there's no question. If you watch Building 7 come down, it is a controlled demolition. But better still, watch the Ed Asner YouTube. Type in YouTube, Ed Asner Building 7. And they have on one screen, on one side, Building 7 come down. On the other side, a controlled demolition. They're identical. And they have not only one, they have a number of them. And you watch that, you'll be firmly convinced, as I was eventually after a couple of years, because I'm not very smart, because I didn't want to believe this. But after watching that Building 7 come down, you realize they took that down, and if they lied about Building 7, then everything is a lie. But why should we be surprised? They routinely lie. They lied about the Gulf of Tonkin. They killed 58,000 Americans there. They lied about why we went into Iraq, and they killed hundreds of thousands of people. Why should they be concerned about killing 3 million Americans on September 11th? Who's our caller? We have a...
Yes, sir. My name is Lee. Dr. Shen, I want to thank you for the excellent lineup you have every day. Today's no exception with Mr. Cage. Mr. Gage, I've studied somewhat Building 7 and am somewhat familiar with it, and I obviously know that it is a controlled demolition just by studying the video. I haven't studied Towers 1 and 2. Is there overwhelming evidence as well that Towers 1 and 2 were a controlled demolition as well?
In fact, it's even more overwhelming than Building 7. Once we show people Building 7 and their eyes are open and their mind is willing to accept, to look at the evidence, it does become more clear. For instance, we're told that the top 15 stories, in the case of the North Tower, above the point of jet plane impacts, we're told that block, that upper block, drove the rest of the building down to the ground due to structural weakening of the steel by fires. And yet, it's so clear when we show this to people, they just drop their jaw, that upper portion is destroyed itself in just 4 seconds. It is like a miniature controlled demolition of that upper block. And bands of explosions are easily seen and heard by the first responders. Over 150 of them are on record, oral record, as talking about explosions at the onset of destruction of both of these towers, seeing flashes of light. And so then, after that first 4 seconds, what we see is the building tearing itself apart at almost free fall acceleration. In less than a dozen seconds, these buildings are completely destroyed all the way down to the ground, having hurled 4-ton perimeter wall units laterally at up to 70 miles per hour instant speed out of the side of the towers, landing up to 600 feet away, and explosions going off 20, 40, 60 stories down below this zone of destruction. And these explosions are occurring at 150 to 200 feet per second. These are pulverized building materials, not puffs of air, as NIST says.
Hold that, Richard. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
RDS Environment in Broomfield has a reminder to parents. Most child abductors succeed by winning the confidence of their victims. Don't endanger your child by giving him clothing with his name on it. Children respond more readily to strangers when addressed by name. That's from RDS Environmental, serving the entire state of Colorado. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care. Call and mention you heard this message for 10% off any service.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, I understand here at the American Network, our guest is Tony Richard Gade. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And who do we have on the line?
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yes, this is Dr. Stan?
It is Dr. Stan.
Yes, just wanted to make a comment here. I was an auction worker in New York for 10 years and actually worked on World Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
And in any case, I was just watching live that morning, and just as your guest said, I saw about 30 floors below the fire, explosions go from left to right, blowing out the columns right across the building, and then it started to come straight down, you know, the top section. So, I mean, you know, I know what I saw. I've seen a ton of buildings get demolished, and I've helped build a lot of them. So I do understand this, and he's absolutely correct.
Well, I thought the most revealing thing to me was the way that the top sections of both buildings simply disintegrate, you know. They're supposedly there, the force driving the thing down, and you watch very carefully. It happens so quickly, you can't really see it, but if you simply focus on the top of the building, you see them just disappear. Isn't that right, Richard?
Yeah, in the case of the South Tower, also, it is hit about 30 floors down, and it begins to actually tip, which we would have expected the North Tower to do as well. And as it's tipping up to 22 degrees. And theoretically continuing that angular momentum, we would expect it to fall off the top of the building onto the ground and in some mangled heap. But what happens is that entire 30-story mass disappears into this cloud and is then equally distributed almost with all the other debris from this building in its total destruction. So we have the building falling off at 22 degrees, and the building's hit and damaged asymmetrically by the airplanes and by the fires, and yet, as we show in our video, 9/11 Blueprint for Truth, there's complete bands of symmetrical explosions, like the first responders described, traveling all the way down the face of both buildings. So it makes no sense. It's compared to what's going on up above with this falling off portion of the South Tower.
All right, I'll let you, Dr. Stan, but I totally agree. Thanks.
God bless, and thanks so much. Again, our number is 877-254-7524. And we need to get this information out, because if people understand this is true, then they can begin to understand what's going on today, and that everything is manipulated. The murderers are still loose. They killed those people, and it wasn't Osama bin Laden. Believe me, of course, it's so incredible that the FBI had no idea this was going to happen. Nobody in that government had any idea it was going to happen or who was responsible, except on the very day of the attack, all the media pundits knew that it was certainly Osama bin Laden behind the attack. And by the next day, the FBI had the pictures and the life history and the fingerprints of all of the 19 hijackers, the most amazing feat of investigation in all history. Who's calling in?
From Denver?
Yes, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do. You were just talking about the news pundits. Every network up until 9/11 had a demolition per month. It seemed like there were a number of families or experts in the demolition of buildings. Montgomery Ward's on South Broadway here in Denver was collapsed. A lot of people turned out to see it. We know what a collapse looked like. So if it looks like a duck and walks like a duck, it was a duck. None of these families or experts, I've never seen them interviewed. So I don't know what their opinion is. I don't know if someone trained with those people. But there were experts in that field, and I've never seen them interviewed.
Well, I mean, basically, if you go to architects and engineers, they have all sorts of interviews with experts who say this was obviously a controlled demolition. In fact, that's on one of your films, isn't it, Richard? A gentleman from Europe who is an expert in demolition.
Indeed, this is Danny Jawenko, a 27-year controlled demolitions expert. And he's on record as saying, having seen Building 7 come down, it showed to him on a laptop, and he's filmed, and he says, this is a controlled demolition. It's a team of experts did this, a professional work without a doubt. And then he's told, well, this happened on 9/11. And he goes, really? and they go, yeah. And he says, well, they must have worked very fast, and, you know, expressing no doubt that that this was indeed a controlled demolition.
One other thing I heard from eyewitnesses in New York was that the towers have never been totally black. And 2 weeks before they went down, those buildings were darkened like they never have been before.
Right. Well, apparently they were closing it down for maintenance at nighttime.
Well, I wasn't living there at the time, so I couldn't tell. But this is what I've heard from eyewitnesses. They thought it was the strangest thing to see the two towers dark at the same time.
All about that, Richard?
All I've heard is that there's half of one of the buildings, the South Tower, half of it was powered down the weekend before 9/11. I didn't know there was 2 weeks of darkness at night. There's a lot of computers. You can't just power down a building. This is a huge deal. And Scott Forbes, one of these firms, was one of the people who received the notice, and it took him a lot of work to get his computers into shape, this configuration such that they could be powered down. So
was Marvin Bush ever interviewed? I mean, how did he get the job? Who hired him? Where is he now?
At the time, that was George Bush's younger brother who was in charge of security. God bless. Thank you both. Really appreciate it.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
This is Pastor Michael Golden encouraging you to learn more about the gifts God has given you with a life-changing 12-week study we recently taught at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation. This series combines neuroscience research with biblical scripture to help you discover your spiritual gifts. Learn to function from love, not fear. Be at peace with yourself. Feel complete, confident, and spiritually fulfilled as you realize your design in life and the importance of being equipped to serve the kingdom of God. For a love offering of $30 or more, receive a printed or emailed compilation of this in-depth study, scientific research, scripture, and two personal questionnaires. One evaluates brain processing, and the other one directs you towards your potential spiritual gifts. Learn how your mind, body, and spirit can heal from past hurts. Discover how to rid yourself of toxic thinking, speech, and bad habits. Realize how to understand yourself and others better, increase discernment, and walk in wisdom, love, and forgiveness using the biblical foundations to build up the body of Messiah. Send your payment to Voice of Many Waters, P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, and include your name, address, and phone number or email address. That's P.O. Box 626, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534.
Well, I'm here at the American Jewish Network, and Richard, are you still there?
Yes.
Oh, well, Richard's gone, but he's doing
it. I'm right here.
Oh, you're still there? Well, I want to thank you very much for being with us. Thank you so much. Do you have a parting thought before we let you go?
Yeah, I want to encourage everyone to do everything you can to get this information out. This is a critical national security issue. To say the least, if 9/11, if these towers were blown up with controlled demolition, then 9/11 is obviously some sort of an inside operation, and we've got to get to the bottom of it. Every American should care a whole lot about this issue.
Absolutely, and I agree with you. I think it is the best issue we have right now to wake up the American people, and I know an awful lot of people who up until now have really... have been confused, have been going ahead and living their lives, and once they were convinced of what had happened, why their lives were transformed, and they are active today getting the information out. God bless you for everything you do. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan.
And well, this is Dr. Stan, and Cynthia Weed, you can get the DVD, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, for Richard, or you can get it to us. We do carry it. And you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. We're going to look at that new one that's available on Richard's website, and we'll probably carry that as well. We recommend very much you go to your computer and type in the search engine, YouTube, Ed Asner, Building Number 7. That's YouTube, Ed Asner, Building Number 7. Watch that. I think it's a 7-minute long DVD and or YouTube. It'll change your whole perspective. If you have any question what happened, the murderers are still there. If you'd like to know about Dick Cheney, we have the books written by Kathy O'Brien, who was used as a sex servant, slave, a prostitute by the CIA. She was sold into servitude by her father when she was a very young girl. We carry two books. One is called The Transformation of America. The other is called Access Denied. It's Kathy's testimony before the Congress. And of course, the reason it's called Access Denied is because the testimony was immediately classified, so it could never be released. The last thing they want people to know is the depravity of the man who would eventually become the Vice President of the United States and supervise what happened on September 11th. It's a story of her experiences with Dick Cheney, written long before 9/11. You need to get this, and we have the books, and I believe this is The Transformation of America. I wouldn't swear to it, but let me suggest both books are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you're only going to get one, get The Transformation of America. And then, of course, you need my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need my talks on the dark secret and the forbidden secret, which will help you understand the depravity of the people who lead our nation today and what motivates them. That's the dark secret, is one talk. The forbidden secret is the other, and there's syllabuses that go with both of them. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to welcome you. We need support so we can continue to maintain our network across America. Let me remind you, we're having an all-day meeting 23rd of October here in Monterey Bay. 23rd of October, call us at 800-544-897. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, for details. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation.